We are now joined by E.K. Franks, Director of Recruiting for the Arkansas Razorbacks. E.K., how are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir, as always. It was good to see you down in Houston. I know we haven't seen each other since, but I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon.
Yes, sir. We'll actually be down that way tomorrow.
Yes, you will. And you'll be talking about this class. How did it all come together, and how do you feel about it?
I think it's awesome. It's a great class. You know, the beautiful thing is you got 24 young men that are uncommon that fit into what we do here at Arkansas. And we have 8 early enrollees that are already on campus right now. I think it's a great class. Came together great.
What goes in, I guess, kind of describe your job as, are you directing, director of recruiting? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Kind of what do you specialize maybe with the hands-on with the kids, with their grades, with social media, or just kind of a mixture of all that?
All of the above, plus what's trying to organize the coaches' travel to go see the kids and stuff, and, you know, building the boards, getting the evaluations pushed through. You know, our department is in charge of all that. You know, the good thing is, you know, I got Daniel Bush that assists me with personnel, and then Kelly Comer that does kind of some of the operations side of recruiting. And so it's a combination of all three of us trying to get it all done.
I like it.
EK, when you look at, you say the uncommon men, what were some of the needs that Arkansas needed to address, and were those needs met?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is, offensive line, you know, you brought 4 men, and 3 of them are here right now. You know, excuse me, all 4 of them are here right now. So Josh Allen, Zach Rollins, James Merrick, 3, and then you got Will Gregg added to that mix with Ty Story on the offensive side of the ball. And then, you know, bringing depth at quarterback, bringing a young guy like Ty in, the tight end, you know, signing 3 tight ends in the class. You know, as much as we use our tight ends, to bring more depth into that. And the beautiful thing about the tight end spot, they're all 3 different type of players. You know, addressing the defensive backs, you know, signing safeties and corners in this class, linebacker, bringing some depth in at linebacker, you know, also, you know, fitting in D-line. I mean, if you look at the class, you know, it's a rounded class. And so I feel we address the needs at every position, really.
Now, has all these kids, is everybody done signed that's going to be a Razor? Because I know on TV there's still people that haven't signed or committed.
These 24 have.
They're all done. Okay.
All 24 there. We got 1 sitting there, and I tell people to stay tuned.
Oh, really? For how long? When might we know something?
I can't let that one out the bag yet.
I got you.
He's trying to get you in trouble right there. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
The beautiful thing about that is the phones, the emails are blowing up of people that want to be Razorbacks, and that's awesome. So the good thing is Coach Bilma can take his time with it and find the right person that fits what we need right now.
That's awesome. I like that, yeah.
What type of player would that be? What position?
You know what? It could be any of them. You know.
It's kind of best available.
I think, because right now I feel the class hit everything that we do need and put depth in the places that we were thin at. So I think this last position is a bonus position that you can kind of sit back and say, what direction do I want to go, or find the best player out there that fits what we do.
EK, I know Brett Bielema wants to build a fence around the state of Arkansas, and that fence might have had 1 gap in it this year, but that's not going to deter him from trying to build that fence around the state of Arkansas and keeping the best talent inside the state.
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, you look at the class, there's 10 Arkansas players in this class. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I think we did what we wanted to do. Yeah, you're not going to be perfect all the time, you know, but I think we got players from Arkansas that want to be at the University of Arkansas.
How big was it winning those couple games as far as LSU, Ole Miss, and making that bowl game, and then the dominant performance that the team had in helping in recruiting after that Texas game and after some of those wins to kind of, you know, these recruits to show them, hey, we're moving this program in the right direction. Why don't you come help and be that final piece?
Well, it's awesome in recruiting. I mean, I tell people like this, you know, when I first got here, the motto was Arkansas Tech, Arkansas, Louisiana Tech, kind of your base. And, you know, Florida was a bonus for us here, you know, getting as many players that we have over the past 2 years from Florida, even adding that group this year. I mean, you sign another 5 to 6 out of there if you count Froho, you know, from Denmark through Florida. So the momentum, though, of those last games, you know, you won 3 of your last 4 games, victories over LSU, Ole Miss, and Texas. You know, being in a bowl game that has the most, you know, we sold out the Texas Bowl. That says a lot for the fan base here in the state of Arkansas and the fan base of Tex Hall in Texas. You know, top 10 defense, 15 starters returning. So, you know, all that plays a part in continuing the momentum to go into the 2015 season, but also into recruiting for your 2016 athletes.
And, AK, I was going to ask you about that. You get to celebrate tonight there in Northwest Arkansas. You celebrate the class tomorrow here in Little Rock with signing day in the Rock at the State House Convention Center. And then you've got to turn your attention to 2016. It never stops, does it?
Well, it doesn't. But, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, we already have multiple offers out there already in the 16 class. And the whole time today was getting the kids on the phone, talking to them. Every coach was talking to trying to get the 16 offers so far on the phone. And I laugh because, you know, we got probably 20 to 25 evaluations in almost every coach's box to make sure we get through those 16 offers to keep adding offers to the 16 class. So, no, it don't stop, and there's a few 17s in there already as well.
Building, building, building. EK, you sound very happy, and a lot of hard work is paying off.
Well, I appreciate it. I am happy. Like I said, how can you not be happy when you have fans that, like you have here, you're working for a coach like Coach Bilma, you know, that's about recruiting, about staying home, and about growing, you know, and doing it his way, getting an uncommon guy to fit our program.
I've heard it said before that some coaches say this day is better than Christmas. Is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, because you get to see the future.
That's
it. Everybody gets to kind of see who's coming in. And, you know, you're up here at 5 o'clock in the morning watching the practice team, watching emails, watching your phone. So it's awesome.
EK, thanks a lot. And for those listening, we're going to be carrying Brett Bielema's press conference coming up here shortly, right after the break. EK Franks, Director of Recruiting for the Arkansas Razorbacks. EK, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, and go Hawks.